Smyrna Town Council special meeting, June 10th, is now called to order. Please rise for a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you.
Councilwoman Brown.
Here.
Councilwoman White.
Here.
Councilman Novotny.
Here.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Here.
Councilman Rayner.
Here.
Councilman Ritto.
Here.
Councilman DeFeo.
Here.
Okay, tonight's meeting is a special meeting that was called to address action taken by council on Monday, June 7th. Number two on the agenda is to be stricken. This is a special meeting. It is not a regular council meeting, and at the special meeting, there is no recognition of visitors.
Madam Mayor, Mr. Jaywork, we need a vote to strike that.
I would say this. I think it's going to take a vote, yes. It's a motion to do that. Basically, under the FOIA, the public has no right to speak at any public meeting. Customarily, the town council has had a recognition of visitors section at every regular meeting. This is a special meeting for a special purpose. If you choose to hear public comment, you can. If you choose not to, you don't have to. Or you could change the order of the agenda as well.
So is there a motion to recognize visitors? Or
I make a motion that the agenda stays as stands.
I second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman White.
Aye. Oh, that's me. Aye.
You're next. You're last.
Councilman Novotny.
No.
Mayor Stombaugh.
No.
Councilman Rayner.
No.
Councilman Ritto.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Councilwoman Brown.
Aye.
Four to three, motion carries. Do you want to leave it in the order that it's in? Your motion was to leave the agenda as is, okay.
Yes.
Okay, are there any visitors that would like to address council? Please go to the microphone, give your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Good evening, members of City Council of the Town of Smyrna. My name is Pat Bailey of AskMe Council 81, Delaware Public Employees. I come before the members of council diligently requesting you rescind your previous motion and your subsequent vote to lay off 11 budgeted positions from your workforce. The removal of taxpaying citizens from your town's tax base is without merit. Based on emails communicated between two city council members prior to the June 7th meeting, somewhat reeks, and in the public's eyes and in some of your employees' eyes, of a smokescreen, a plan to interfere with some employees' legal right to organize. This is indicative of such, given the basis for which you gave some 11,000 voters that the town was in a financial crisis. In other words, a deficit. I took the liberty of attending your finance committee hearings last night. Some of you are here tonight, recognize me, which was held on June 8th. The mayor was very strong about her wishes to build a new police station, while at the same time openly admitting that the layoffs would not accomplish that particular mission. Then what, may I ask, is the reason for the layoff? You had a drafted proposed budget. We sent that to our international headquarters in Washington, D.C., to have them analyze your financial situation. The International Research Department of Auditors in Washington, D.C., reviewed your budget and sent us the following findings. The findings are as follows. The town has maintained a strong level of unreserved funds in fiscal year 2007 through 9. 09, 8.5% of revenues. In 08, you had 5.6%. In 07, you had 9.9% of revenues. In your unreserved general fund balance, the level of this fund has been consistently strong for the past 3 years, and the reserve was over 5%. Your bond rating, which is based on the Moody's municipal state throughout the country, and I quote, this is what they say. They stated, generally a fund balance of 5% of the budget is deemed prudent. The S&P, which is for Standard and Poor, rates government bonds on the following: low, below 0%, adequate, 1-4%, good, and I emphasize the word good, 4%-8%. By the Moody standard, the town was above prudent in each year. On the S&P standard, revenues were 8.5% as of 12/31/09. This is the reserve now, as of 12/31/09, which is considered to be strong. The conclusion then, the town has maintained a strong level of reserve funds.
Ms. Bailey, are you almost finished?
Yes, ma'am. The town has had a dramatic growth in population. You went from 5,679 in the 2000 census to 11,000. Based on the current initiatives you have, there are signs that the town is growing and has funds to spend when you look at the major initiatives, one being your downtown streets, your underground and your public beautification projects, your bricks and your sidewalks, your new public works building to house fleet services, and, you know, really economically distressed jurisdictions just don't spend money to house cars. So that just shows you that you're not that. The reason that was given for the layoff is not accurate. You're not broke. You're not in a distressed situation, and you're not getting ready to go bankrupt. There are some other initiatives that needs to be done. I strongly recommend it last night. I again strongly recommend to the city council members that are present, that were not present last night, that you send this back to the town manager. Towns all over the United States of America during an economic downtime work together with labor and with the employees and non-labor situations to come up with alternatives prior to a layoff. Those alternatives are available at your disposal, and we're asking that you do not lay off these 11 workers, even though some of the positions are vacant. It's not necessary. Okay. So again, I strongly suggest that I strongly suggest that the members of council reconsider that vote. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the council. My name is Patrick Cahill, 555 Cates Way, Smyrna. As I believe you received by email and should have a letter in your packet, I have written a letter to you all concerning the meeting on Monday night and the resolution that was passed. My statement is much simpler. In doing this, you have violated FOIA. You have violated FOIA more than once, as I figure at least three times. The action that you took, since you violated FOIA from the start, violated FOIA in your executive session, and I have not seen the agenda yet, but understand that the agenda did not include this vote on the employees. If I'm wrong about that, I apologize. That would make three clear and definite violations of FOIA. As you all know, under the FOIA law, any action taken in violation of FOIA by a government entity can be nullified and reversed either in a court of law or by the Attorney General. I hope that you will reconsider this entire issue and rescind the faulty resolution you passed on Monday night. And as I stated in the letter, if not, I will have to go to the Attorney General in the morning, and we will just hash this out in the legal way. I highly encourage you to deal with this now so that we don't have to take up any attorney's time defending this in the Attorney General's office and to avoid any further litigation. Thank you very much.
Madam Mayor, Council, Jeff Flaherty. Dave, you set this for your height.
I did raise it up.
131 West South Street, Smyrna. I have a series of comments that I want to make, and they're kind of questions, but I don't expect you guys to answer them here with me, but I hope that you answer them this evening. First, I commend the council for its desire to manage costs with the town operations. I think that's your job. I think it's the job of the council to help guide the town in its growth and manage its operations. However, I question your methods. It appears that this issue was decided in private, and I know the gentleman before me spoke about that, and I'm going to leave that to him and the capable people up in at the attorney's office. But was the Monday meeting the first time the council realized that this cut needed to be done? Why wasn't this issue addressed as part of the recently completed budget process? Has there been a reduction in the anticipated revenue forcing this cutback? Why are we cutting staff for expenses the town has yet to incur and hasn't even discussed for approval, i.e. the police station? Our town has a finance committee and a personnel committee. It would make sense that this issue would first be taken up by one or both of these committees, and they would provide recommendations to the council to act on. As I stand here, none of the council members in front of me are recognized experts in managing a town. We have a person on staff whose job to do that, our town manager. Why was this decision a surprise to him? Certain council members have said publicly that we pay too much for his services. Why do we not take advantage of his services when we're paying him to do it? It just doesn't make any sense to me that we're not asking his advice on how to reduce town expenses and costs. Has there been an evaluation of the effect these staff reductions would have on town services? Will they need to be subcontracted and spent money on it anyway, maybe at a higher cost? I have heard several of you express sincere concerns for the welfare of town citizens and their ability to afford additional financial burdens when new programs, fees, taxes, or costs are proposed, and I think that's wonderful. Where is that concern now when it's our own town employees? Don't they merit as much concern from you? And finally, have you considered what this message sends to your employees? Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address council?
Madam Mayor, council. My name is Larry Thornton. I reside at 134 West Commerce Street. And I used to sit on that side of the table not too long ago. I understand fully what the problems are with the economy, what you're trying to accomplish. And I know we've wrestled with these issues in personnel meetings and finance meetings. So I'm not here to throw darts at anybody. I just have a couple of questions. And I'm going to start by asking an oft-repeated question, and it's aimed at the people that voted for this on the council. And it's an oft-asked question, usually when a Hollywood celebrity gets caught doing something stupid. The question is, what in the hell were you thinking? In my estimation, and I'm one person, this whole process was done backwards. We just went through a subcommittee that I was part of, that you're very aware of, where we dissected the pension plan for the town. I was a member of that committee along with some citizens, and we made some recommendations to this council. I don't know if anything's been taken on those recommendations or not, but that's the way you do things. You don't arbitrarily and capriciously, in secret, thank you, Mr. Cahill, make decisions that affect people's lives and the community as a whole that way. You just don't do that. That's not democratic. It's not fair. And it's not right. Now, Mr. Cahill has brought up the idea of FOIA, and I heartily agree with him. But there's another issue that, when I asked the question, what in the hell were you thinking? You've got a process going right now that started long before you voted this concerning unionization. And the state law clearly states that when that motion is in process, you do not do anything with those positions. Did anybody think about that? Well, you're thinking about it now because come tomorrow morning, somebody's going to be answering a complaint from PERB about the actions that you took. Now, you're telling us that you want to save money, and that's a laudable goal. But I want to know, and I'm sure the folks in this audience want to know, how much has been spent thus far with our solicitor's office to answer that complaint. You don't have to tell us now, but I'll find out. And you know I will. So, again, I'm not here to throw darts. I understand fully what the purpose of this is, and I don't disagree with it. We need to look at our finances. But the way to look at job positions, and we have some people who have training in this area, you look at the job, you look at what is done, you do a job analysis. Is it necessary? What does the job entail? That hasn't been done, as far as I know. At any rate, I would suggest very humbly that we retrench, take a look at this thing again, and go about it the right way. Thank you.
Anyone else like to address council?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. My question is tonight.
Your address, please. Address.
32 West North Street, Smyrna, Delaware. My question is tonight, since you want to lay these 11 people off, did you, anyone on council here, give the town manager permission to go to these town employees and ask them before you thought about laying them off, would they take a 2% cut or take a furlough? No. But you want to put somebody out of a job that's got children. That's not right. It is not right. I sat on this council, and I know. I know that this council, that this town, rather, has a surplus. You're not in dying need of money. If you was in dying need of money, I would say, yes, lay them off. But go about it the right way.
Would anyone else like to address council?
I'm Earl Strong, 11 Goosnake Lane, Smyrna, Delaware, and I agree what the counselor did. I think maybe it didn't even go far enough. That's all I have to say. Because we, the citizens, are paying for everything. Our utilities are going up, and there's high salary. Some of the people on this council are making like $108, $108,000 a year. I don't think that's right for this small town. I really don't. It's too much money for this small town. Shouldn't even be making half that. That's all I have to say. Please leave. I have it right here. Who's talking about that? Who said please leave? I'm speaking my mind. This, I agree with the council, and I support you.
Thank you. You have a right to, sir. Would anyone else like to address council? Order, folks. Okay. With no one else stepping forward, we will close the recognition of visitors portion of the meeting and open the regular special meeting with item number 3, review action of council on Monday, June 7, 2010, to eliminate 11 positions from the town's employment roles.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to put in a motion to table that action and set it aside.
I'll second the motion.
I don't believe that that's what exactly is it that you want to do? Set what aside, the motion that was done on Monday?
That's correct.
So you would like to make a motion to rescind?
Rescind.
To rescind.
Rescind.
Okay.
Rescind it.
Second that.
Second.
Discussion?
Discussion.
Well, I had to leave the meeting for personal reasons. Now, if anybody needs to know why I left that meeting, I will be more than happy to tell you why I left that meeting. And it's sad that I had to leave the meeting at this point when I got a phone call that night about what happened. If we need to lay people off, I'm not against that, but I want proof. I want to see that. Some of you, because I have the email, discussed all these things amongst each other. We were blindsided with it Monday night, and I find that unfair to Dave and Gary as much as to the rest of us. Because they were not asked for their input. And I believe in Dave and Gary and our solicitors' decisions. Do I agree with them? No. I don't have to. It's my right to disagree. But then I have to come up here and I have to make the choice that I think is right for the people that live here and the employees. This was all went about the wrong way. If financially we need to lay people off, then we need to lay you off. Madam Mayor, just months ago, you congratulated the department heads on a surplus. Then I listened to the minutes from the meeting last night about how these funds can help get a new police station. We don't need a police station that is worth laying off 11 people. Period. I sit up here on council and I don't say very much of anything. Normally, because if I open my mouth, I'm told I need to keep it quiet. So I do. I terrorize Mr. Hug via email regularly. I sat here Monday night, Mr. Jaywork, and I said, this is a violation of FOIA. I have said this numerous times, and numerous times, nothing has been done about it. Now, if I need to go back and listen to every single council meeting to where I whispered across the way to Mr. Jaywork, that there's a violation of FOIA. That's not on the agenda. Point of order. And nothing was done. This all could have been avoided, Mr. Jaywork, if you would have said something then or anybody else would have listened to me. The town is in such a disarray with money, then I suggest that all of you give up the money that your $50 a month that you make to be on council. I gave mine up a long time ago. And when I did that, not one of you, which some of you weren't here then, offered to give your money up. I didn't do this for $50 a month. And I can assure you that sometimes it's not worth $50 a month. Okay? We're paying a lawyer, like Mr. Thornton said. We're paying lawyers' fees for all this. You know, there's whether or not it's a position or an individual that we're discussing, there are positions that can't be taken away. And it was discussed last night in the finance meeting because I listened to the minutes. Not that any of them need to be taken away. Apparently, you know, I don't know. I'm just really disappointed in how all this happened. And we're going to sit here and say that we're better than the council from 5 years ago? We're no better than that council 5 years ago. We are supposed to be a team. We're supposed to work together. Last night you all talked about not raising taxes, raising taxes. Raise taxes. Lower my electric, raise taxes. I don't live here because my taxes are low. I live here because I love this town. I ran for council so my kids will grow up here and want to live here, not say I can't wait to get out of this town. We're laughing stock. If my taxes need to go up, then so be it. If they're too high for you, then you either pay them or you leave. But all of this was done in the wrong manner. Should it have been done correctly, then maybe you would have had a majority vote. It wouldn't have been a violation of FOIA, and we all would have been on board with the same thing. That's all I have to say.
If I could, I don't want to go over all the points that have already been made because they've been made very eloquently, and everybody understands what they are. I want to thank everybody for coming here tonight, especially those who got up to the microphone and spoke their mind. A little over a month ago, there was an organizational meeting that took place. Some new council members were sat here, and after that was done, Madam Mayor said she felt so good about this new council we had, and she finally had a council she felt we could all work together with. Exactly one cycle after that, we were all surprised. There was no working together with this that came out. This was just, guess what? This is what we're going to do. That's not working together. Madam Mayor, all of us want to work together as a team. That's the only way we're going to do and move this town forward. That's what I know your goal is. That's what all of our goal is to do. But we can't do it when things like this occur. When we are surprised, we're blindsided with movements like this. As you said, like one of the people got up here and speak that this, we need to set a goal through the finance committee, gets pushed over to the personnel committee. We work with Dave Hugg, and then from that point on, we see what we need to do. We just can't make this in the blind. Somebody sitting alone somewhere and dreaming this up. So, once again, folks, thank you. I'm glad you're here, and thank you for your support.
Would any other council members like to speak? I'm just going to say a couple of things so that you understand both sides. Number one, tomorrow morning I will be filing a lawsuit myself, and it will be against people that have made false accusations. I can assure you that there were no secret meetings. I can assure you that there was no FOIA broken by a forum, which is four council members meeting together. If anybody has proof of that, you'll have a chance to present it at the lawsuit. But I am sick of this. I am sick of being accused of things that are not true. If you don't have truth, if you don't have facts, you don't have the right to accuse people and damage people's reputations. So there will be a lawsuit, I can guarantee you that. Number two, some of the reasons that this took place was, number one, this organizational chart, which I didn't realize Monday night, but this is not the first time this organizational chart surfaced. Before the election, the organizational chart was presented to the personnel committee. The personnel committee recommended that the organizational chart go to council. It never happened. It was never put on the agenda. After the election, Mr. Rayner came to me. He was reviewing the personnel minutes for the next meeting, and he came to me and asked me why it was never put on a council agenda. I told him I wasn't on the personnel committee. I wasn't at the committee meeting. I didn't know that this had been requested. I advised him to call Carol or Mr. Hugg and ask for it to be put on the next council agenda. We don't know everything sitting up here. We do the best job that we can. I believe that if it wasn't put on the agenda properly, obviously a number of people knew that. Why didn't these people step up and say that it needed to be worded in a different way? Why did it have to go this far? Excuse me, would you like to leave the room? So that happened. Number two, we have been asking Mr. Hugg for a critical employee list or a critical job list for, I know, at least over a year. To this day, we still do not have that list. We have been asking for job descriptions. We do not have that. We have asked a number of things that we have not been given the information on. If you go around this town, last night I had the pictures. Excuse me.
Who was we?
What do you mean we?
You said we've asked those. Who clarified?
Several council members. Several council members that I know of. Personnel committee has asked. Finance committee has asked. I have asked. If you ride around the town, I hope you're all proud of this town. Because I want to tell you something, I'm not. I took pictures to the meeting last night. There are a number of properties that have grass up to your knees or higher. The couple weeks ago, I pulled into the parking lot behind Sayers to go to Sayers. That's a main street. It's a main parking lot. People go in there to go to the bank. They go in there to go to Sayers. They go in there to park. The house right on the corner, that's for up for sale. The grass is knee-high there. When you come down 13, when you come to the bridge by McDonald's, we have Bob's Market. Are y'all proud of that? I'm not.
Yes, I'm proud of this town.
Well, I'm glad you're proud of that, Pat.
I'm really proud of this town.
We have asked and asked for that property to be taken care of. The lady was afraid there is a program that the town has for somebody that comes in and purchases a blighted property and improves it. They can come to council, and there is a program that we have to help them with a little bit of relief. She was afraid that if she took that blighted area away, that she would lose the right to that. Council advised Mr. Hugg at several council meetings ago, to please write her a letter and tell her that she would not lose that privilege. I don't know if that happened or not, but the property is still there in the condition. Normal times, the town would pay to have that property removed and included, or taken away, and then the cost of doing that would be levied against the property, and it would be paid back to the town when the property sold, or the town could go through legal means to take the property and sell it and get our money back. We were advised that we don't have the money.
Madam Mayor, this is off topic. The whole
No, it isn't. They want to know why.
Okay, well.
So, anyway, when I said last night about the police building, we've got a public works building that is very nice. We took care of our employees by giving them a nice building to work in. The police building is overcrowded. If anybody doubts it, please go over there. They will be very happy to take you on a tour. And I will clear this room if the talk doesn't stop. We went to Mr. Hugg and we asked him on the finance committee. We asked ways to cut the budget over the last 3 years. The budget has been cut and cut and cut, and it is down to bare bones now. The money that are in the accounts, our charter calls for us to have a $3 million rainy day fund. This rainy day fund is because if a catastrophic situation should hit our town, which if you talk to anybody at DEMA and FEMA, they'll tell you that we're overdue. That money is to pay for catastrophic situations, and it's in our charter. It is a requirement for us to have that money there.
That's not in the charter, Madam Mayor.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mr. Jaywork, do you have a copy of the charter there, sir?
We passed an ordinance. There was an
just want to make
well,
sure
it's
that
an ordinance. It's part of the charter. The ordinances are part of the charter.
It was a resolution that we passed to raise the rainy day fund.
All right, rainy
please
day.
Just make sure we represent the facts to the people. They're so confused now with everything that's been going on, as I am. So please make sure that we, what we say to them are the facts.
Now, resolutions, ordinances, charters, they're all part of the Bible of our town. We are required to have a $3 million fund. We don't even have a $3 million fund right now. It's $2,700,000. There are certain things that you have to have as a municipality to run the town. I know all of you out there don't know everything. It's very difficult, you know. It's very difficult. But you shouldn't judge people. At this point, I almost don't really care. You know, I can pick up and I can leave this town anytime I want. And you are going to be left. You are going to be left with your taxes being raised, with the employees. Eventually, the town is not going to be able to continue the way it is. I told the finance committee when Gene Mullen was chair of it that one of these days, the only thing this town is going to be able to do is pay the employees, if that, and that's it. Gene Mullen looked at me and said, "You're right." So that's the direction we're headed in, folks. That there, you know, Well, that's what I have to say.
When are you going to pay your taxes?
My taxes are paid.
I
rent property right now, and I pay taxes in that rent, as anybody else that rents property in this town.
There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
Okay, is there any further discussion for council? Okay, there's a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilman Novotny.
Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Councilwoman Brown.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Woo!
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You were the second, Mr.
Rayner?
No, I think...
Valerie was the first.
Robin, how are you?
Second.
Bob, were you the second? Were you the second? The motion.
To adjourn.
I don't know that... Yeah, they won't... To stop the layoffs before they could.
Hey, Bud, hey, where the hell you been? I haven't seen you in.